Turn with me, if you will, to the 119th Psalm. And I'll take one verse, not all 100.
Amen.
119th. I hope you have your Bible with you and you'll look at this verse with me. And as we talk about it, you'll notice that what we're saying is coming out of this verse of Scripture. I want to pray, and after that we pray, I'll read verse number 11. Father, I'm glad that You're on the throne.
Yes, Lord.
Thank You that the psalmist tells us that the Lord reigneth. And I'm glad to know, our Father, that You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Yes, Father.
So, Father, I pray that You would touch us tonight for a few minutes, that we may have a mind that would think Your thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
Lips that would speak Your word.
Right.
And Lord, give us compassion like You had when You looked upon the multitude and was moved with compassion for them. Give us the strength that we need. Lord, I pray that when the service is over, that Your people will have been helped and encouraged.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, if there is one in our midst that's in the regions of darkness, may the light of Your Word break in upon their heart. Lord, we want maximum glory to be given to You, and I thank You for this privilege in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the words here. I know you're familiar with them. You can probably quote them from memory. But let's look at them afresh again tonight. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart. No man ever magnified the Word of God more than David did. It was his joy in retirement. It was his inspiration in moments of sorrow. It was his song in the house of his pilgrimage. You see, David had done many wise things in his life, but he had never done anything that was more wisdom than when he took the first 8 words of this verse and said, Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. I want you to look at the first 2 words. Thy Word. The treasure. Thy Word. You see, here is a precious deposit that involves properties and possessions that nothing else can equal to. You'll never own anything or get a hold of anything that's bigger and better than the Word of God itself. And the psalmist here, he says, you can accumulate all that you can get a hold of. It'll be secondary to this book. He said, this is the treasure. You see, he said, everything you need to make life happy is in the Word of God. Everything that you need to make death triumphant. Everything that you need to make eternity glorious is in the precious Word of God. Listen to the old man Job. Job put it like this. He said, I have esteemed Thy Word, or His words, more than my necessary food. What a statement. Listen again as Jeremiah speaks, and I hear him say, Thy Word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Man, he got a hold of something when he got a hold of the Word of God, and he discovered that the Word of God got a hold of him and began to change his life. We're told in the psalmist, in another place, he said, it's more to be desired than gold. You didn't hear what I said. He said, this book is more to be desired than gold. You reckon we as believers could believe that? Huh? You reckon we practice that? You reckon if there was a service going down at the house of God where the Word of God was going to be preached, but we could work and make overtime, that we'd not make overtime, but we'd come to hear the Word of God? I wonder if it would be the gold of the book that would get your attention. He said here, it's more precious than gold. This wonderful thing that the world goes after, and it is wonderful, and it's okay, and it's alright, by the way, to have it. But God said His blessed Word is more precious. It's more to be desired than gold. Man, what a treasure. Again, I hear the psalmist say in the 119th Psalm, he said, I rejoice if thy word is one that findeth great spoil. Oh, how we go after things we call great in this life. And the psalmist said, here's the greatest spoil that there is. You see, David was not blessed with the complete Word of God that you and I've got. All he had was some of the Old Testament, probably just the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. But he said, when I get into it, should I find Him who's altogether lovely, and the Word of God becomes precious to my heart and to my life. He said, I just find the treasure, and the treasure was Jesus. Yeah, this Bible said in John 5 and verse number 29, is it, or 30, somewhere along in there? He said, search the Scriptures. Why would you search them? He said, because they testify of me. Yeah. You see, a lot of people go around talking about the book. And this is God's Word, and I'm preaching about this book. And this book is precious. It's more precious than gold. Are you listening to me? But I want you to notice, he said, you search the Scriptures. And he said, you think you have eternal life. You see, there's a lot of people that made a profession of faith because somebody stuck a New Testament under their nose and said, do you believe that? And they said, yes, I believe that. They said, well, you're saved. There's not a word of truth in that. Are you listening to me? This book was given to point us to Jesus. This Bible said, but as many as receive Him, to them give He the right to become the sons of God. Believe on who? The Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Oh yeah, this is a blessed book, but it's all about Him. And a lot of people think that they have eternal life, but He said, these are they that testify of me. He said, the Word was given for you to search, so you could find me. The glorious hidden treasures of the precious Word of God. You remember Paul writing to the church at Colossae, and he said, in Him is hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. You see, all the treasures of this book is hid in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we get into this book, the treasure that we find is God Himself. You see, He's given us a book that tells us the mind of God. You want to know what God's thinking? Oh yeah, it not only tells us the mind of God, it tells us the state of man. Man outside of Christ is lost, and he's on his road to an eternal destruction, a place called hell. It's not only, are you listening, the mind of God. It not only contains the state of man. It tells us the way of salvation. Isn't that great? Oh, I'm glad that He said, I'm the way. Absolutely. And when you get in Christ, you're in the way, my dear friend. It's a book that contains light to direct us. It is full of food to sustain us. It is comfort to cheer us. I'm saying to you, when people are in agony, or their hearts are broken, or loved ones have slipped out, this book will be comfort to their heart and to their life.
Oh, that's so right.
Now you see why He said, thy Word. That's the treasure. I'm preaching tonight on hidden treasure. You see, He said, thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. You see, this blessed Word is all that you need for the sinner's evangelization. Amen. I don't need monkeys and elephants and all of this other junk. What I need is the Word of God. He said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So if you're ever going to get anybody into the kingdom of God, you've got to get them through the hook of the Word of God. Amen. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we have to give them the Word of God, where it's on a piece of paper, where it's from preaching, where it's out of the Bible. You see, it's the Word of God that gets them. Absolutely. You don't print tracts to tell a story. You print tracts to give the Word of God, where the hook will get them, and they'll come to know Christ as their Savior. You see that Word? It's enough for the saints' edification. You see, it'll edify you. It'll strengthen you. You can go away strong when you sit at the table of God, and God has set the table with the bread of God for you to sit down and eat at. Oh, bless His name. But I want to say it's enough for the Savior's exaltation. You'll never exalt God preaching Reader's Digest. No. You've got to give them the Word of God. As a matter of fact, it said, talking about Jesus, it said they come to hear Him preach the Word of God. Oh yes, my friends, it's the blessed book. And if you study the life of Christ, when He was giving illustrations and parables, and when He was telling stories, He's quoting from way back over in the Old Testament. That's all they had at that time. When Jesus was here, He was giving them the Word of God. Absolutely. When the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost, and God's men got up and preached. If you read Acts chapter 2, Peter's constantly quoting Old Testament scriptures in that sermon. You see, we don't get up and preach to tell stories. We get up to tell the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it, my friends, is the only thing that'll bring us to a saving knowledge of Christ and cause us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus. But it's this blessed book. You see, thy word's enough for Satan's evacuation. The reason why the devil gives a lot of people so much problems, they don't have enough of the Word of God in them. Amen. And the reason a lot of churches is going to things of the world, they don't have enough of the Word preached in them. Amen. I've been saved now for 47 years. Are you listening? I've been preaching for 45 years. I'm telling you, I've never been to church one time since I got saved that I come for anything except to hear the Word of God. Oh yeah, I enjoy the singing. I enjoy getting in with the rest of the crowd and singing and enjoying the blessings of God. But I didn't come just to sing. I come to get my soul fed. Absolutely. And I've discovered over the years the treasure is His Word. This blessed book that He's given. What a treasure! It's described as Thy Word. Why is it such a great treasure? Have you ever stopped to think about that? Notice the first word. Thy. I want you to notice its source. It comes from God. This is not my book. It's not a denominational book. It's God's book. Amen. He said, Thy Word. You see, the source, it come from another world. Oh yeah, nobody in this world can write books like that. They gotta be inspired of God. They gotta have a breath from another world. Has there been mood as they were breathed upon by the Holy Ghost of God. They were moved by God to pen down this book. This thing come. Are you listening? From another world. Its source is out of this world. But not only is it great because of its source, it's great because of its stability. Oh yeah, you remember in the 119th Psalm, verse 89, He said, Thy Word is forever settled in heaven. Tickles me to death. I love it. I'm a King James man, okay? Let's settle that right now. But don't you listen to what I'm saying. We're fussing about the King James Bible, and the devil can't do nothing about it because God's already got it settled in heaven. Are you listening? There ain't going to be no modern translations when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. I just got a sneaking feeling that Jesus may set us all down and show us what it's really like to teach the Word of God. Amen. Give us something from His blessed book we ain't never seen before. Open our eye. You see, it's stable. It never changes. I know they're changing and giving us new versions all the time, but the Word of God's not changing. It's forever settled in heaven. Matthew's Gospel tells us in chapter 24, I believe it's about 35, He said, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word will not pass away. Oh, you know what he was saying? Heaven and earth. He said everything you see in the starry skies, everything you see here on earth is going to pass away. But he said when it's all gone, he's the stability of the Word of God. You can believe it. It will not change. The promises of yesterday are just as good and fresh today as they was yesterday. There is good when God gave them through His men hundreds of years ago. They're just as fresh today as they were back then. Because you see, this ain't a dead book. It's a living book. Yeah, several years ago, they come out with what they call a living Bible. Them dumb bunnies didn't know this has been alive all the time. Amen. It's the very breath of God He breathed and gave us a book. Amen. And it thrills our soul when we get in the Word, not only because of its source and because of its stability, but I'll tell you, it's the greatest book because of its sufficiency. Amen. Everything I need. Oh yeah, it's sufficient for me. You see, if I need truth, He said, the entrance about this blessed book, He said, Thy Word is truth. If I need light, He said, the entrance of Thy Word giveth light. If I need guidance, He said that He will guide us with His counsel. If I need fire, He said it's like fire shut up in my bones. If I need a hammer, He said it's like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. If I'm hungry, it's the bread of God for a hungry soul. If I'm thirsty, it's the water of life. And on you can go. I'm saying it's sufficient. You can't have a need that God can't meet through this blessed old book. Man, what a treasure. No wonder He said, Thy Word! The treasure. Here in this chapter alone. They're just touching these 100-something verses here that talks about the Word of God. When it's received, it gives light, verse 130. When it's resorted to, it cleanses, verse number 9. When it's retained, it preserves, verse 11. When it's relied upon, it strengthens, verse 28. When it is reverenced, it sanctifies, 161. When it's rejoiced in, it enriches. Are you listening? I'm saying to you, this book is a marvelous treasure.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Look at the book again. Not only did He say, Thy Word, He said, have I. You see, if Thy Word is the treasure, I am the treasurer. What do you mean, preacher? I mean God here is pointing out the individual. Notice He said, Thy Word have I, the individual. I want you to notice there ain't nobody here but God and you. Amen. I want you to notice He's brought us face to face. Have you ever been that close? Hey, listen, you see, He's emphasizing something here. He's saying to you that nobody can put this in your heart but you. Your pastor can preach for 1,000 years till his face is blue, but it'll never be put in there until you put it in there. Thy Word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. You see, what He's saying is, I gave you the treasure, but you're the treasurer. Preacher, what are you saying to me? I'm saying to you that if that treasure ever gets in there, you're the one that's going to have to put it there. Amen. There's God. Have I, there's man. Face to face. I'm saying, He said, Thy Word have I stored up. Have I laid up? Have I treasured? Put in my heart?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
What's the meaning? He didn't say, Thy Word will I. Oh, no. That's intention. No. He said, Thy Word have I. That is, I have. What does He say? He said, I've already done it. He said, I'm not intending to do it. I've already done it. Have you ever noticed how many Christians always intending to do something and never get it done? Huh? The psalmist said, I ain't talking about my intentions. I'm talking about what I've already accomplished. He said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart. He said, it's already there. I've already put it there. You can draw on it when it is in the well Oh yeah, we need to change our intentions into deeds. Quit intending to witness and quit intending to give and quit intending to read the Bible and start doing it. That's what he's talking about here. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I noticed when I was looking at this a little closer, I noticed in the days that David was talking about, and even in the day in which we live, you see, you put the treasurer did. He put the treasure in a safe place when he valued it. You see, you don't get a box down at the bank to put your junk in. You got a garage for that. Hey, listen. You see, it's for important papers. It's for valuable things. I got a little bank vault box down there, downtown Cornelia. Hey, listen. But the things I've got in it is important to me. The deed to my house. I got it in that box. Why? Because I don't want you running me out of my house. I want a title deed to where I live. Amen. I don't want Obama running me off. Amen. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to emphasize. And it is humorous, but I'm trying to emphasize. If you value the Word of God, you'll say with David, I have hid it in my heart. David said, what I'm trying to tell you is how I esteem the Word of God. He said, I esteem it as a treasure. Now you remember a while ago we talked about old Job. And we said that Job said, I have esteemed the Word, or his words, more than my necessary food. He said this treasure is very valuable to me. He said, I want you to know that Job highly esteems the Word of God. What's close to what we say? He said, did you notice that I said that I esteem the Word of God highly? Not because it's my junk food or my snacks, but he said more than my necessary food. The food that was necessary to keep him alive. I'm in missions. I'm a general director and director of missions and evangelism of the Gospel Preacher Association. That's my position as a preacher in this life. But I want to tell you something tonight, as sure as there's a God in heaven. The thing that I value more than anything else is the blessed Word that God has given me.
Amen.
It's my delight in the morning to get up. You just go get along with God. Just open the book and ask Him to speak to my heart. And then spend a little time just talking to Him and listening to Him as He speaks to me out of what I've just read from His blessed book. Well, I'm saying to you that this book better have a precious place in your heart and in your life. It's amazing to me that people can be saved for 40 years and set under Bible preaching and couldn't name three of the disciples.
How about that? That's right.
They don't know nothing about the things of Almighty God. And when you start preaching some things that are in the book, they wonder, where in the world did he get that? Is he a heretic? Yeah. More than my necessary food. I started out to say a while ago and I got sidetracked. I'm a missionary. So I'm involved in a lot of mission conferences. And preachers and missionaries would get up and say, would you give one Coke a day to a missionary? Fully on your Coke. Amen. If that's the best you've got to give God, drink it. Amen. Job said, my necessary food, the food that is important to keep me alive and keep me going. God's not interested in you giving up your coat. He's interested in you giving up you.
Amen.
Deny yourself. That is,
amen.
Say no to Him and yes to Him. Hey, listen, Job said, more than my necessary food to keep my body alive. The Lord Jesus understood it. He said, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You see, my friend, if you're a child of God, it'll take the bread of God, this blessed book, to keep you alive.
Yes.
I said that the word, thy word is the treasure. I said that I am the treasurer. So I ask you, what kind of a treasurer are you? What are you putting in your heart? What kind of a treasurer are you? Not only the treasure of thy word, and the treasury have I. He said, I hid it in my heart, the treasury. You see, the treasury is where the treasurer puts the treasure. And where you're to put it is in your heart. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Oh yeah. You see, this blessed book, the God, it's not a head book. You can have the book in your hand. You can have the book in your head. You can have the book in your home. But it ain't going to do you no good till you get it in your heart.
Amen.
Yeah. How do you believe? Not with your head. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, God ain't interested in what you think. He's interested in getting you what He thinks. Amen. A lot of people think a lot of strange things about this book. But you see, God said if you get this in now, you'll start thinking right. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. He said, with a man, with a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What is this righteousness? It's right living. You see, it ain't no pie in the sky. It's not no holy Joe. Righteousness is right living. God said, if you put this book in your heart, you come out living right. You see, we must not fail to notice that the treasurer, that you, the treasurer has unrestricted control over the treasury and the treasure. You see, you can't blame it on nobody else because you're the one that has complete control over the book and over the heart. Thy word have I hid in mine heart. You see, the treasurer puts the treasure in the treasury. Now I ask you again, what kind of a treasurer are you? Had a friend, studied the Bible all the time. He lived up in the mountains, North Georgia, Blue Ridge. And he only studied to argue. That was the arguingest man I ever knew in my life. He had married into our family. He was a number of years, nothing wrong with this, but he was a number of years older than his wife. And every Sunday that we'd go down to see our in-laws, he lived with my daddy's brother, their family. And Aunt Sarah was 103, and Emma Green was in her late 80s. They were shut-ins. They couldn't get out. Aunt Sarah was blind. How was Nolan Reese? And every Sunday I hear him and Daddy arguing on the Bible. Just arguing. Nolan said, I read. And he knew that it wasn't right, but he just read it so he could argue and get people upset, and then he'd go off laughing about it. You see, you don't study the Word of God to argue the Word of God. You study that you may grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see, it's the sincere milk of the Word. For what? That we may grow thereby. Amen? So you see, the place that we're to put it is in our heart. Why do we hide it in our heart? Why did David say, I hide the Word of God in my heart? He said, because I know the very core of my being is from which my life comes. You see, when Christ is in us, our life comes from within us. Why? Because Christ liveth in us. He sits on the throne of our heart. It's the inner recesses of our heart and of our life. And what he said here was this. Let's see if I can get this. He said, Thy word have I hid in mine heart. Why did he hide it in his heart? Because the heart is the seat of your affections. Amen? You see, it's with the heart that you have affections and love for. You ever hear anybody say, I love you with all my heart? You know what they're saying? That their affections come from the heart. You see, it's the place of the affections, of the will. The will is what you want to do. Yeah, you know, he said, whosoever will, whosoever wants to. He said, you want to get saved? Come to Jesus. He'll save you. He said, I'll in no wise cast anybody out. Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
He's talking about our will, our affections. It's also the place of our emotions. You see, when we're in love with somebody and something hurts them, it stirs our emotions. You want to get a grandma upset and shook to pieces, let something happen to her grandbaby. Amen? I said that because my daughter's already grown and we got grandkids that's in college. You see, it's the seat of our emotion. We got all emotional stirred with our heart. Amen? You see, that's the reason he said, hide it in your heart. It's the seat of your affections. But it's also the home of your emotions. Your motives. Why we do what we do.
That's right.
For 52 years, I've been feeding that woman back there. Not because I like work, but because I like her. You see, the motive. You see, there is something to motivate us. God said, hide the Word of God in your heart, and the Word will motivate you. Yeah, and when the Word says, go ye into all the world, you'll just go.
Amen.
Amen. To motivate you. You see, it's not only the seat of our affections, not only is it the home of our motives, but can I tell you, it's the place of the principles of our feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, hide it in your heart. Why? Because it has something to do with my attitude and my aptitude. My actions and my affections, my aspirations and my associations. Did you know the Word of God will dictate who you associate with? Huh? You won't hobnob around with the world if you got the Word of God hidden in your heart. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
You see, when we do things like that, we just tell on ourselves. We reveal that it ain't in there. Because if it was in there, amen.
Amen.
It has something to do with your associations.
Sure.
Oh yeah, I don't even run around with liberals. Why? Because I'm not a liberal. Here you see, I put a book in my heart that's reality. Yeah. And I want to live real by the Word of God. What? Thy Word. Where? In my heart. Why? That I might not sin against God. You see, when I take this blessed old book and I love it and I hide it in my heart, you know what happens? My will approves. Yeah. My will says, I like that. I found out something one day. I was reading and studying, and the book was eating me alive. I mean, son, you talk about tearing me up, convicting me, driving me on my face because of something I saw in my life through the Word of God that should not be there. And I loved every minute of it. And He would love me enough to point out my faults and failures. Oh yeah, even when this sharp two-edged sword is a cutting, I still love the Word of God.
Amen, preacher.
Amen. I may not like the conviction, and I may not like what I discovered in my life, but I like the fact that God said He'd take care of it for me.
Amen.
Absolutely. Are you saying, preacher? I'm saying to you, my friend, that my will approves even when God is putting His finger on my life. My will says yes to God. But not only my will approves, my heart embraces. Oh yeah, I embrace the truth of the Word of God. But you see, when my will approves it and my heart embraces it, my life conforms to it.
Amen. Amen.
You'll come out looking like the book.
Yes, you will.
Amen. Like the one that the book is about. You see, it's a hymn book, H-I-M. It's His Word. It's all about Him. And when you have the Word in your heart, you come out looking like Jesus. Absolutely. My life conforms to the Word of God. You didn't quit cussing just because you didn't like to cuss. You quit cussing because God broke your cuss box all to pieces. It quit working. Because you become what? A new creation in Christ Jesus. Did you hear what I said? A new creation.
Yes.
Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new. What is that? That's a work of creation. There ain't but one person who can create, and that's God. Mm-hmm. So if you got in, He got you in. He put you in, and if He puts you in, you're a new man. Amen. Listen to Paul. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Notice what he said. Paul said, I must be another man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christ liveth in me. You see, you can't be the same anymore. Why? Because you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. What happened? The Word of God got a hold of you. Amen. The Holy Ghost took that sharp two-edged sword and made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. The treasure, something very valuable. The treasurer, the person who's in charge of the treasure. The treasury is the place where the treasurer puts the treasure.
Amen.
In his heart. I want to ask you, my friend, is the Word of God precious enough to you? Or you'd want to put it in the treasury for His honor and glory? How much time do you spend hiding the Word of God in your heart? Jesus, on the day of the Mount of Transfiguration on that mountain, was transfigured before His disciples. They saw Him as His face shined and His garments glistened. Moses and Elijah didn't say nothing to Peter, James, and John. He just talked to Jesus about His decease, His death. God spoke. He didn't say nothing. He listened to Moses and Elijah. They're gone now. What is it? Read it. They're gone. Christ is changed back into His natural human body. He ain't shining no more. And God said to those disciples, hear ye Him. And the story ends with two words. Jesus only. Any experience you have of God will be to get you to just Jesus only. You see, Peter wanted to build tents. He didn't even know what he's talking about. He's so excited. You see, what we need to do is to get our head in heaven but keep our feet on the earth.
Amen, brother.
These people that don't know what they're doing and talking about, I can't even feel my feet touching the floor.
Come on, preacher.
They're saying and doing things that are not scriptural. But if you ever have a real experience with Jesus, from then on it'll be Jesus only.
Amen.
Nobody else, just Jesus only.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The reason it says Jesus only is God the Father is in heaven. Actually, God the Father is everywhere. You can't go nowhere that He ain't. But God, John 4, is a spirit. So you can't see Him. The Holy Ghost is a spirit. So you can't see Him. The only place that you can see God the Father is in God the Son. And God He's never going to reveal Himself to you except through His Son.
Absolutely. That's right.
Because you can't look up on God and live.
Amen.
And it's Jesus only, because when you get to heaven, He's the only one you're going to see.
Amen.
Because God the Father is a spirit.
Yes.
And God the Holy Ghost is a spirit.
Yes.
But God the Son, He condescended in incarnation to do what? John 1:14, the Word, that's Christ in verse 1. The Word became flesh. For what purpose? So you and I, who are in the flesh. You see, you can't fellowship with my spirit.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. Preach out there with you in spirit. You ever see a spirit give an offering when the plate passed? See, when we get to heaven, there's going to be a man sitting on the throne. We'll bow before Him. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to quote it a little different now. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all blessings of the Spirit.
Amen.
Everything the Holy Ghost was sent to do, it was given for us in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, Jesus sits on the throne right now. He ascended and sat down at the right hand of the Father. The Holy Ghost lives in us, and what is He doing? Making real the person of Christ to us. So in the words of Paul to the church at Colossae, Christ liveth in us. Why? Because His Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, liveth in us. You see, I'm alive, I'm standing here telling you. Why? Because the Spirit of man is in there. Absolutely. But you see, I can get down and I can commune with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And He can make real the person of Christ to me. But I want to tell you, you'll never know nothing about Jesus that you didn't discover in this book, which is a treasure that God wants you to hide in your heart.
Amen.
And you'll get so excited with Jesus. Amen. It'd be wonderful. So I will ask the question one more time and I'm through. What kind of a treasurer are you? Well, have you been hiding the Word in your heart that you might not sin against God? If you're here tonight and you're not saved, it's a good day to get saved. You're not promised of tomorrow. You're not even promised the next breath you're fixing to breathe. You ought to come, trust Christ as your Savior. If you're here and you're a child of God and you know you hadn't been hiding the Word in your heart, why don't you come and tell Him, from now on, you'll esteem the Word of God more than your necessary food. And you'll find it to be more precious than gold to your heart and life. Every head bowed. Father, Lord, we ask you to do what you want to do, the way you want to do it, so that you'll get glory and we'll get the good. Father, thank you for the Word that you've given me, that I might be able to preach it and share it with others. Thank you for these people being so patient and listening so kind as we shared the Word of God. Thank you again for your grace. Have your will and way. Do what you need to do, and we'll bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to stand. What number, my brother? 44. Choice that you've made will be one you'll be thrilled you made when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I want to say again, thank you for being so kind in listening, for the invitation, the honor that I have in coming. Appreciate what you all are doing for Christ. Amen. The stand you've taken for the Word of God. Our prayer is that God will continue to use you mightily for His honor and His glory. Pastor, you come.
Amen. I appreciate that message. Amen. Fed my soul. I like to go sit at the table, Lord, and get something to eat. Amen. And I fed tonight. Amen. Word of God open. Strengthens and encourages. Challenges. Amen. Just tonight, you're just kind of going to touch me.